Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Epic Failin'. Today we have with us Renee Mains. She's with Visibly Digital. Visibly Digital is an interesting company because she does reputation management. She also does some promo products as well for businesses, and she does digital advertising. Hello, Renee.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Why don't you first of all tell me a little bit about your business? I think it's something much needed these days, especially with reputation management. You have cancel culture, which is, you know, sometimes very much needed, but I think sometimes, you know, it's people are very worried about their reputations, especially online. So how do you help people with that?
Reputation management, basically, I help businesses get more positive reviews online. Our solution helps tactfully ask and remind customers for feedback and guides them through the online review process and gives them a chance to, and that's the business, gives the business a chance to reach dissatisfied customers before they write a negative review.
That's often, I find, the biggest thing when I see online reviews is that it's not so much that something went wrong in the process, it's how the business owner handled it.
Correct.
Do you offer like strategies and whatnot with them? And
I've actually got a couple of negative review scripts that I have, you know, for whether it's just a non-extreme negative review or if it's really an extreme negative review, I've got a couple of scripts that I coach the business to use.
Okay. So a lot of people have like their Google My Business, or they'll have a Yelp page, or they'll have their Telus, and Telus or Yellow Pages will have a review site as well. There's a ton of review sites out there. What are some of the bigger ones, and what are the advantages of having your clients review you on certain ones?
Depends on the industry, but mostly the two biggest ones out there right now is Google and Facebook. And so Facebook is really good for those that, where their clients or customers are really heavy Facebook users. You're looking at your business to consumer type company. Or say Google My Business is actually really good for, say, emergency situations. Like I have a leak in my bathroom, right? You're going to be Googling a plumber and you're going to be looking for their ratings, as opposed to you're not waiting for that to come through your Facebook feed.
Okay. Something that I've heard a friend of mine say once, and he was looking for, I remember, I think it was a garage builder maybe. Of course, I gave him a couple suggestions, and he was also looking on Google. If it was somebody that had all 5 stars everywhere, he didn't have as much trust in that, which blows me away because I'm like, hey, you know, like you give me a 5-star rating, you know, and if I got like a 4-star rating, I'd be like, what did I do wrong? And it might not be something necessarily bad. They're just like, there's always room for improvement, you know, and it might be somebody that just is like, I refuse to give 5 stars because there's always, you can always one up yourself, I guess. But what would you say about that? Like to encourage people to accumulate a variety of ratings or?
100%. With reviews, like you said, people tend to trust a business that at least has one negative review, and especially how they've responded to that negative review as well, right? It is great to have, you know, 5 stars, but it does become, people start to wonder, are these just friends and family posting? Who's posting these reviews? Because it's easy to write a fake review. So having some negative reviews is not a bad thing.
Yeah. And then, like I say, it's not so much how the fact that you have a bad review, it's how it was handled. And that person might go on and then give you, might up your 3-star to a 4-star if they like what you've done as a way to remedy the situation. Because, right, you know, accidents happen. People, you know, people do things that are, you know, sometimes the situations are out of people's control, right?
Yeah.
That way, it's up to the business owner to be strategic enough to be able to handle those situations.
Absolutely.
So Google, number of rankings really help. I just know my industry is ridiculous. It's like being in real estate, you'll see somebody has like 92 five-star reviews. I'm like, how is this possible? Like, and so that's obviously you're either paying for them, or is there even like, I don't know, I'm kind of touching on a lot of things here. Is there maybe even a Google algorithm that kind of looks at this and goes, wait a minute?
That's a tough question. There is an algorithm at least for helping that website rank based off of how many reviews they have. Do they actually determine whether fake reviews or not? The only way that happens is if the business owner himself is saying, I'm getting fake reviews, and turns around and contacts Google My Business, GMB. The number of reviews, typically, and this is coming from a survey from Bright Local, but it says businesses ranking in Google's local positions 1 to 3 have an average of 47 reviews, while businesses in positions 7 to 10 have 38 reviews.
That's Google then, right? You're suggesting having upwards of like 47 reviews to really kind of get seen, get visible, which is tough because as a business owner, you feel like you've done a good job. You feel like, I'm very grateful when clients do business with me, and then to ask them for more, right? To say, right. Oh, now that you've already done this and you've paid me, or I've gotten compensated for my services, now I want you to go out of your way and give me a review on Google. So even if you do a great job, people are not likely to comment on a great job. People are much more likely to speak up when something didn't go so well.
Exactly. And that's where reputation management actually comes in, is helping encourage those customers that typically wouldn't, because they've had a good service, they're just typically wouldn't actually go out and write a review. And it only takes a few seconds. So at the end of the day, if they're asked to do it, most people would do it.
So we've touched on Google. Now, Facebook. So we got our numbers for Google. Facebook, I have a couple questions on this. Like, obviously, you're going to want to have a Facebook business page, because just putting stuff through your personal, sometimes that's a little, there's a little bit TMI with your personal page.
Not only that, you can't do reviews on your personal page per se.
Yeah, and there's no way of tracking anything, tracking like how many times something's got viewed. How much do you suggest also utilizing your personal page with your business page, just because there are some people that are very vocal, and I can't believe how vocal some people are that have businesses out there. And like, you're always going to, you know, like piss off half the people that are reading whatever you're putting out there. You know, sure, people will vehemently agree with you, but people will also vehemently disagree with what you're saying. And especially as we were talking about earlier with cancel culture, like, this could be a death blow to your livelihood even.
Right.
Obviously, like a suggestion would perhaps be to tone down anything you put online if you're a business owner.
Yes.
And then, watching, you know, photos and whatnot that you put out there. Now, with myself being a realtor again, a lot of it is name driven, right? So it's Ryan Phelan, you know, Remax. So obviously Ryan Phelan at Remax is Ryan Phelan on Facebook. But say if you're visibly digital, your name is not necessarily tied to that.
Correct.
Is that something that's like a little more recommended? I mean, there's two sides to it. Like,
right. People can still find out who is behind visibly digital, you know, just based on, say, my website, or I could have, linked to my profile in Facebook as well. So, but at the end of the day, I think best rule of thumb is online. I'm not going to say it's there forever, because, you know, we do have a method of getting rid of some bad press and bad stuff for people. More than just suppressing it, we can get rid of it altogether. But at the end of the day, it's always best to moderate yourself online.
You want to moderate yourself online, but also moderate yourself within your business too, right?
Because 100%.
You know, if you have somebody walk in, and yeah, you know what, we all have bad days, and somebody walks into your business and you happen to be sharp with them or whatnot, you don't know where they're coming from that day. you could be getting a scathing review, and really you're like an elite within your field, but it's just know that like these things are out there and they can really affect your business.
Yep.
So this is the online review stuff that you do, or the reputation management that you work with. What are some other things that you do within your business? I believe you mentioned SEO.
So Google My Business, basically it's part of brand recognition, which is what reputation management is as well. So in a nutshell, I'll start out with, I look after brand. I look after customers now and customers later. So brand, reputation management, Google My Business, which also can lead to customers later. And within Google My Business, it's basically, for those that don't really understand what Google My Business is, it's just a profile on Google that contains your business name, contact information, physical location, what the business is about, what areas that are serviced, and hours of operation. So the name, address, and phone number is actually used in search results, and Google looks at other sources to confirm that this information is correct. And it directly impacts what page the client's website shows up on. So no work is physically done on the website. It's actually done on the Google profile. And say, for example, somebody is searching for plumbers in Calgary and they come across Joe's Plumber, the Mac Pack will show up. And typically there are only three listed in the Mac Pack, which those are organic. And there are some paid ads in there as well. And then Google is trying to match up business location and address information contained in the website and other sources. So I help manage that, making sure that that business is claimed, because what happens is that Google, you know, if you don't actually have your own Google My Business set up, when people are starting to search and they start finding name and address and stuff, they will actually create it for you. But somebody can go and claim that on your behalf if you haven't done anything with it. So you don't want that to happen. You can get wrong phone number in there and that all kind of stuff. Under customers now, I have lead generation for Google and Facebook. You know, basically Google is just paid ads, and Facebook, again, it's like a digital billboard. So used for people who don't know that they need something, whereas Google is more somebody searching for a particular service.
That's actually really good, because that brings me to a question. So you have, you mentioned the advertising through like Google and Google AdWords and advertising through Facebook and other social media. That's a direct advertising, right? Like a call, you know, getting a call to action versus your brand and having people seek out you.
Correct.
Right. So there are two very, very different strategies. What are your suggestions on, is there a better way to go about things?
It depends on the nature of the business. So Facebook, again, is people aren't actively searching for anything. It's just going to be in front of their face. So it's going to be, the ad hopefully is going to be relevant to that individual. So based on their location, you know, perhaps they own a home, so they need a plumber, or they need a veterinarian, or, something, right? Self-help, whatever. Those types of ads are really good for Facebook. For Google, a good ad for Google is anything around your home that could be an emergency situation, because you're not waiting for that ad to show up in front of you in Facebook. You're immediately going to go to Google and search for, I've got a leak in my bathroom, right? Or I need a plumber because I've got a leak or whatever. And so that's where those ads will pop up and you'll get to see them. More or less covers it.
So obviously if, you know, you're working on building your brand and maybe you're putting out content and videos and maybe just reaching out to your sphere or doing some, you know, network marketing, that's very like low cost or low barrier to entry, really. Like you can start writing articles on LinkedIn and you can do all these different kinds of things. It's a bit of a slower play.
Yes.
But by having that direct to consumer advertising is where that comes in, and knowing like the algorithms and knowing the algorithms and knowing what's going to draw the public's attention.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I kind of call it customers now, because, you know, those ads start running and people start clicking on it, and you know, what you do with that lead at the end of the day is up to you, but you will get leads that should lead you to sales.
See, I remember with my family's business, I grew up as a serial entrepreneur. And I remember with my family's business there being like party store and trophies. And at one point we were tracking, we'd ask our customers, you know, where did you hear about us? Where did you hear about this? And I left there in 07 to become a realtor. And what I noticed at that time, even we were getting a lot of Yellow Pages. It was such a big thing where this shift with online has really, there's no Yellow Pages. Nobody looks in the Yellow Pages anymore, right?
Right. Yep.
It's very important for a business to recognize that and say, where a business used to pay $1,000 a month for a big ad in the Yellow Pages, that now should be going towards online advertising. 100%.
Yeah. Especially with the younger generation now. I mean, that's where they go. I mean, they don't even know what Yellow Pages are, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's true with many products, but what I tell a lot of my clients when it comes to online advertising is that you should be very good with it. And there's two different types of online advertising, of course. There's the come by 123 Main Street, so you're advertising that product, or there's use Ryan to sell your home, right? And they could put all sorts of, you know, big billboards out there and tons of money onto the online advertising. And sure, I'm advertising. I could claim that I have all this money, but that I'm putting it to advertising, but I'm not necessarily advertising your specific product, right? So that's something to be careful of. But by hiring somebody such as yourself that knows like the ins and outs of how to set up an account, how to optimize it, because it's not, from my understanding, not just as simple as, oh, I'm going to type in want to buy a house, right? And you're going to want to have something very specific towards an individual. And you can even filter out people that might not necessarily be qualified.
Right. 100%. So yeah, part of it, like you're trying to relate, there's keywords, you know. You want to know what your audience is looking for and what keywords they're going to enter into Google, for example, to find your business, right? If you don't have the right keywords, you'll never be found.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to SEO, beyond the Google and Facebook advertisements, beyond the reviews, what are some other key things that somebody should be looking at, you know, when they're wanting to increase their search engine optimization?
Yeah. So the biggest thing I would say is definitely keywords, researching what your other customers your competition would be doing. And this search engine optimization is customers down the road. It's kind of my customers later type of thing, where in 6 to 12 months, you're going to get results based on what your information in your website discusses. So you want to make sure that, so you have one keyword for one page, and then you have a second page that has the second keyword and you're kind of talking about it. I mean, you don't want to flood your page with that same keyword over and over and over again, because Google will look at that and go, oh yeah, that's no good. But you want to be able to use it strategically throughout your home page. Say it's Calgary Plumber, you want to make sure that that's weeded throughout, or a specific, maybe something a little more like a general contractor might have kitchen renovations and bathroom renovations. So he's going to have a whole page dedicated to kitchen renovations. And then he's going to have second service page dedicated to bathroom renovations, that kind of thing. So you want to make sure that you keep those keywords that somebody might want to Google for separated onto one page.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That makes a ton of sense. So something that I always ask everybody on my podcasts, just because Calgary is such a city where we have people from everywhere, and not just everywhere in Canada, but we're very much a destination city. So where are you from? Are you originally from Calgary is what I'm asking.
I am born and raised.
Well, you're one of the rare ones. I don't even qualify for that. But, yeah. And I'm from the bad one, from Edmonton. But you know what? I have the most of my life I've been in Calgary. So I think I've got the honorary, haven't been white hatted yet. That's my goal. Be white hatted. But I think I'm very much an honorary Canadian or Calgarian. So we've talked about a whole slew of things when it comes to marketing. So when I see visibly digital, I'm thinking only digital. So we've discussed your marketing, and we've discussed your brand and your reputation, Google and Facebook, and paid for advertising versus, you know, brand recognition, promo products. It's like that kind of ties everything up. You're kind of like an all-in-one marketing stop.
I am. Yes. Yeah. The promotional products, my store, I do all kinds of branding, have all kinds of product that's available to me, and can get them branded, whether it's t-shirts or anything for your golf tournament or, you know, whatever you can think of, I have those products. The swag bag store.
The swag bag store. Nice. Yeah. So a couple of questions here. Like, how long have you been doing this for?
So the marketing side of things, I've been doing for about 5 years, not 100% of the time, but for about 5 years. And the swag bag store, I started up, I think it's like January, February of this year.
Oh, okay. So doing that, you've come across a lot of businesses. Who would you say is, I was going to say the most interesting business, but the funnest business that you've dealt with so far?
Ooh, tough question.
Or one of the funnest business, because I don't want to single anybody out. And
in all the efforts that I do, I'm actually doing a little bit of a website build for somebody, and she's an artist. So I've been able to do some creative work on that for her, and that's been quite fun, actually.
Yeah, that would be fun, where you get to see some of the creative. I'm very, very creative person myself, but don't ask me to draw or anything, or don't ask me to play anything musically. But I think that I'm creative, but that would be great. Anywhere where we can check them out.
The artist?
No.
JackieEmro, EMRO.com.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And, and you know what? Might as well, like, at this point, we'll also ask you at the end, yourself, where do I find Renee Maines at Visibly Digital?
It is visiblydigital.ca, essentially. Visiblydigital.ca?
Yeah. That's easy enough to remember.
It's actually visiblydigital.com, but I don't know why I want to say .ca.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, but no, I did it .com.
Yeah.
Also the swagbagstore.ca, that's where the .ca comes in.
Oh, swagbagstore, that's okay. I thought,
I haven't quite married the two yet on my site. I'm planning on doing that soon. And yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool, because then you can do a whole branding. You touch on all parts of somebody's marketing campaign.
That's right.
Now, or their marketing strategy, right? Because marketing campaign would just be one side of it. But yeah, you'd be able to hit on their whole marketing strategy. So before you got into this, so you've been doing this for 5 years.
Right.
What is your background before?
I've had quite a varied background. I was with one company for quite some time, local here in Calgary. For 23 years, I was, started out in order entry and moved up through the ranks through the different accounting departments and then investigations department, and ended up being IT manager after a while working, went to school full time, and got my Bachelor of Science in Computer Information Systems. And went into IT management for a bit. And then from there, I got into ERP software, more or less, Microsoft Dynamics SL. And I was consulting with a group for a while, and then was hired on by another great local company here called Brookfield Residential. And I worked for them for quite some time. And then that's when I started dabbling in, I wanted to do more online marketing type stuff. So working with Brookfield and doing my stuff, that's how I got into what I'm doing now.
Oh, okay. So that was kind of like the driving force of the what kind of introduced you to the online marketing was working with Brookfield.
Some of that. I mean, mostly with Brookfield, I was more looking after their software. I was introduced to marketing through just another online resource that I had. I was looking into. I've always felt that being your own business owner was the way to go. So I started poking around in different online activities until I came across online marketing.
Nice. So being that this podcast is called Epic Phelan, play on my last name. And I always like to ask people within their industry. So within your industry, not only maybe not so much what somebody working in your industry would do, but maybe one of your potential clientele, what would be an epic fail for them? Or what would be like something that really would be horrible for them to go out and try to do, or to do an epic mistake, an epic fail?
One is, I guess, a website. You know, a lot of times people think that they put a website up, they're going to be found, and that's just, you know, how it works. But unfortunately, unless you can get that ranked through SEO and Google My Business and even through reputation, that website will never be found. And one of the common phrases used in our industry is, if you want to hide a dead body, hide it on page 2 of Google. Right? Yeah. So, because nobody goes past page 2. So unless you're actively working on your website and trying to get it ranked, it's a monthly investment. I mean, it's not something that you just, you know, put out there and hope the world's going to find you. And I think that's one of the biggest things that a company needs to consider, is if they really want to be in that online world, they want to have a marketing budget.
Absolutely. That's huge. And Google being what it is, I mean, that's definitely where you want to be. That's definitely one where you want to be focusing in on, and Facebook being what it is, that's definitely where you want to be in on as well. Now, I get calls from Google all the time. I'm being, there's a little bit of sarcasm in my voice there, in case it wasn't detected by anybody that's listening to this and knows what I'm talking about. And yeah, you'll get this call from Dave from Google saying that I haven't updated my Google account or my Google business page. How much validity is there in any of those people?
You know, honestly, I don't know how to answer that per se.
One of the first questions that I say to them, and I mean, I think this might maybe even clear things up too, is that I'll say to them, oh, Dave, you're phoning from Google, right? And then usually I'll get hung up on.
Right.
So.
Yeah. They're commission-based, of course, and out there to make a buck. And I, you know, based on, I hate to say it, but based on the amount of scams that are out there too, I'm always very careful.
Yeah. And especially with businesses, right? Like you're going to give somebody control of your business over the phone, right? Like, or your business's reputation exactly. Over the phone. The one that I actually even just got hours ago, it was a text message saying, this is an automated text from my business app. In order to verify your Ryan Phelan RE/MAX Complete Realty Calgary listing, please confirm ownership. Click here.
Yeah, I'd be very skeptical.
Yes. So you mentioned like verifying your listing, and how can you tell like if you're doing things right, or maybe if Google is, would Google ever reach out to your business to say, we just want to make sure things are on the level?
Not in that respect. They do reach out because they do want to sell you their services as well. But personally, I've not really used them. They phone me as well. And most of the time I just say, I'm not interested. I can handle it on my own type of thing. I honestly don't know how to answer that in, you know, the types of phone calls that are coming around now. It's like, it's hard to verify that it's actually them unless they give you, you know, a phone number that you know that is actually belongs to Google.
That's exactly it. Just I guess the caveat being, just be sure the person that's phoning you is who they say they are.
Right.
Right. Because it's just, it's, I think business owners, because we're so driven, we can be very eager to, here's this opportunity. Yeah. Okay. Google's phoning me. Let's, you know, do this and this and this. And it might not actually be.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's a sad state of affair these days, but.
Yeah. I mean, and you have it with all, I mean, it's with all things too. It's the fake CRA guys, all those ones too. But yeah. So we've discussed an epic fail is just relying on just having a website and not looking into somebody like yourself to properly advertise it or market it. Now, what would be a key thing that somebody could do, right? What's the first thing somebody should do? They have their business, they're all set up, get their Google My Business page going. What is something that would be a really good first step?
My response to that is, what is your end goal?
Ooh, good question.
Right? It's, you know, because in the moment they might want customers right now, or maybe they're looking to organically rank in Google, or, you know, so it just depends on what their end goal is.
Mm-hmm. And that's two probably very different strategies.
100%.
Yeah, you know, where you're mentioning that, like, go after the business now where it's that paid for, whether it's like Facebook advertising or Google advertising, versus that SEO, you know, slow burn.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and it could be a multi-factor approach, you know, where, yeah, they got to start investing a little bit of money for the SEO for that customers later. And they want some customers right now. So let's do some ads.
So where can somebody find you? So we've discussed, Visibly Digital.
Yeah,
.com. Facebook,
yeah, Renee Maines. You can find me there. You can find me under Visibly Digital as well. It's actually Visibly Digital Agency if you're going to look for me, because somebody had my name before and about 10 years ago. Yeah, those are really the two places that I frequent. I'm on LinkedIn under Renee Maines.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time, Renee. As always, until next time, stay epic.
Thanks again for listening to Epic Failin'. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe, give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Ryan Failin, and visit my website at thecalgaryrealestateguy.com. Until next time, stay epic.